You are so beautiful. To me.
Words to live by. You are beautiful, Andrea.
So awesome.
Wait, where's So Are You?
Oh, so are you, Wendy.
God, I was fishing for a compliment and didn't get it there.
Oh, you are.
It's Wendy Snyder here. Andrea Darlis is sitting in for Bill Left today. Bill returns tomorrow. And we have a Chicago-based artist and designer, Matthew Hoffman, in the studio. And welcome back. You were here before.
Yeah, I was here last year. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You were here before because we had read about these billboards and signage that was all over saying, you are beautiful. And we wanted to meet the man behind that. And first of all, how did this start?
Well, so I moved to Chicago in 2002. It was first time in the big city, first time on my own. So the city was overwhelming and exciting at the same time. And I just wanted to put out a really nice message to blend in with all the sort of the negativity that you can encounter on a daily basis. So I started with 100 stickers and just started putting them up.
Just putting them up anywhere, like maybe on a bus stand. I mean, on a pole where you see all the bands that are coming to town.
Yeah.
You just started putting them up like that.
Yeah, anywhere that it would kind of be unexpected to maybe break in your daily life. You're just kind of like pushing through your day, and then all of a sudden it just, you know, pops out at you.
And you see it, and you're like, wow, you know what? Maybe I am kind of beautiful. Because all this negativity that's out there, especially nowadays, this has been going on since how long? Where you started with the stickers, and now there are billboards and bus boards and artwork. How long has this been going on?
So 2002, so we're getting up to about 15 years.
That's so cool. Yeah. I told Wendy that the first one I saw was when I was biking near 39th and Lakeshore Drive, mm-hmm. and it's a big sign, too. And I thought, wait, is it an advertisement? Is it a plug for something? It's just so cool.
But you remembered it.
I remembered it, and it's still. I think it's still there.
Yep, yep.
Because when I go by, how did you go from stickers to billboard,
right.
to getting those built and put up?
Yeah, so, you know, printed some stickers, then printed more and more stickers, started with little installations, and then they just kind of grew bigger and bigger and bigger. So that piece on Lakeshore Drive, we did that for a big show at the Cultural Center. It was all about sort of street art and stuff, and then that is put up through the Chicago Parks District.
I can't believe you've been doing this for so long, and we just had you on last year to talk about it, because I didn't see them. I don't get out much. I really don't. I drive to work. I go home. You don't have any in the suburbs, do you?
We have one in Lincolnwood.
Oh, there you go. North side.
Yeah, a little far north for me.
Yeah.
So we wanted to have you back because in addition to the signage and the stickers that are out there, you have put together a little daily inspiration. And we had it last year, and each day of the week, Kevin had it on his desk, and he would read the day's inspiration. And we'd go, God, that's really nice. Bill would go, what? What are you talking about? He wouldn't pay attention. But I'm like, that's pretty cool. So then we thought we would have you on the start of the new year. There's been obviously a negative presidential campaign that went on recently, and it's still going on. So it's nice to spread some positivity. So how can people get a hold of this little daily inspiration that you've put together?
Yeah, so I call it Today, and it's you can get it on the site, youarebeautiful.com, with a dash in between, so u-r-beautiful.com. And the idea is to start your way with something that's a little aspirational, maybe a little funny. You know, Monday, January 2nd said, stand outside. And then the next day said, get it. And then the Wednesday, January 4th said, be outstanding.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just a little something to get you going. Mm-hmm. I want to reveal what today's is, Monday, January 9th. Be kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just
so cool.
Little simple inspirational phrases. Although I have to tell you, Kevin cheats and he looks ahead. Is there something? is there like Sunday, November 5th? Don't stare. Which I'm sorry, but that one's pretty great because you're going to see somebody who's different than you. Don't stare. Realize we're all different.
Completely agree.
But is it bad that we're, you know, looking ahead?
Some people look forward to their birthdays and things. What I do every year is I write it all in one day and then draw it all the next. And kind of just do it really fast like that so that I can kind of enjoy it throughout the year.
Where's the craziest place that you've heard people putting stickers? Keep it clean. I mean, obviously. No.
There's one in our bathroom.
Yeah, there is.
When you were here a year ago, somebody took one of your stickers and put it on the towel dispenser in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I love it.
I can't comment on that. Okay. I can't say that I did that or not.
I'm not saying you did it.
But is it just amazing to you that they are popping up in bar bathrooms or, you know, radio station bathrooms or, you know, on, but you know, anywhere you go, bus shelters.
Yeah, probably the most interesting one was in Antarctica. A couple were traveling sort of all the different areas and put it on a stuffed penguin and then put that penguin in a field of real penguins and took a really great photo, which was awesome. And then the craziest one that I've personally come across, I was in Minneapolis and I was walking along and I saw a street sign in a median between, you know, a 4-lane road. And I'm like, that's the perfect spot for a sticker. And I pulled it out and I unstuck it and I had it ready to go. And I walked up and there was already one there.
Oh,
how great
cool.
is that? Yeah. Are you amazed at how this has taken off?
It's wild. Yeah, it's definitely become a community-led project and sort of, you know, almost like ambassadors, you know, kind of have just taken it and run with it. We've just printed our 3.5 million sticker.
Look at that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Have you been, I guess, courted by sponsors saying, hey, we want to take this on and make this our logo?
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah. And we try to keep it a message for the people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a new project you're working on or you're just going to roll with this?
Well, so always this project is like the main thing that's being spearheaded and love the message and we'll continue to do it. We've got it in a bunch of neighborhoods in Chicago and we hope to go beyond Chicago. There are other phrases too, like I did a giant one down in Pullman that's cursive that says go for it.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know.
Is that by the brewery? I think I've seen that. Where you get off and you're going to, I think it's Argus Brewery, the old buildings with the red brick.
Yeah.
And you get off and then there's kind of a frontage road. I think I've seen
it. It's
that.
In a roundabout.
Yeah. How cool.
So, I mean, you have to be profiting from some of this, but it all started as just a message where you moved here and weren't 100% comfortable, and so you just wanted to show everybody, hey, there's a new challenge every day, but remember, you're beautiful.
Yeah, so it was a side project, a passion project for about 10 years and then started doing it full time. And now we have a full time team and we're being able to sort of live our dreams and make art full time.
I love it. How many languages is this printed in?
100.
Oh my God.
This is amazing to me. Just something that started as a little sticker. Look at it now. And how many years later?
Yeah, 14 years, yeah.
Good God.
Are there plans to do more billboards, too, kind of throughout the city?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so, like, this last year we worked with Roscoe Village and Andersonville and other neighborhoods. We just did one down in Beverly. And my favorite part is that it goes, so, you know, we're up in Lincolnwood and Rogers Park all the way down to, like, Beverly and Pullman and, you know, everywhere in between. We're just looking to put the message out there for just people to come across.
You are beautiful. Do you smile every time you go by a sticker and or a sign and just kind of go, yep, that's mine?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, my
Wendy's
birthday.
Looking ahead. I am because
well, I'm sorry. My birthday is February 12th, and this is perfect. Tell your story.
Oh,
that's what mine will be.
That is good.
So tune in on February 12th. Andrea, when's your birthday?
Mine's August 11th.
All right, hang on.
Tell September. Your story. That's pretty powerful.
Think I love it. These. I'm telling you, this is so inspirational. And I know we've already started in the year, but we're only 9 days into it. So if you love someone, get this online. Where's your website while I'm looking up August what?
11.
Okay. Where can people get these? Because I know, like I said, we're 9 days into the new year, but it's a great little gift for someone you care about. How do we order these?
Yeah, absolutely. You can order them online at you-are-beautiful.com.
There's all kinds of other stuff, too, here. Cursive pieces for your wall. Oh, there's mirrors. So you can sit right? How cool is that? You look in the mirror and it says you are beautiful.
Yeah, but what if you're having a bad hair day? I don't like that idea.
It doesn't matter.
I guess. All right. Friday, August 11th. Your birthday's on a Friday, that's good.
Yes.
Nice. School someone.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. In a good way. Not like I'm going to school you.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't see you doing that. No. Kevin, when is your birthday again? I should know this.
March 9th.
March 9th.
Kevin's already probably looked at. Did you look
you
ahead
did,
of your
you
birthday?
Did.
I did, but I forgot what it was.
See, so that's the good thing. If you do cheat like Kevin does and look ahead, you'll forget what it is.
Oh, come on. Everybody does that.
Thursday, March 9th.
Yep.
Call a friend.
I'll probably do that. I'll take that advice. Yeah.
And Matthew Hoffman, when is your birthday?
My birthday is July 25th, and it says aspire for more, and then the next day says perspire daily.
Ah, see, you'll have worked up a sweat on your birthday.
Exactly,
that's why.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see you again. Matthew Hoffman, Chicago-based artist and designer. Your public works have been exhibited internationally. You've been featured New York Times Magazine. You've been featured all over the place and have been forever. You are beautiful. Over 3 million stickers in 100 languages since 2002. And again, give us a website if people want to order this today, which is a daily inspiration.
Yep. U-R-beautiful.com.
Thank you so much.
This is dangerous, too, because now I want everything on here. There's wall signs. These look like earrings.
This is your perfect customer. You know that.
Oh, I'm the worst. Yeah, this is great. He's going to be like, stop buying everything off the website.
All being shipped to Andrea Darlis. All right. Well, Matthew Hoffman, great job. Happy New Year. And thanks for spreading the love and the positivity because we all need it.
Thank you so much.
It is Wendy Snyder here along with Andrea Darlis and at 720 WGN.